Recent tensions between Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and Druze community in the Syrian Soweida province mark a critical juncture in the post-war transformation of the country. While appearing localized and sectarian on the surface, the conflict carries far-reaching implications both for Syria's internal stability and for the geopolitical ambitions of foreign powers, particularly the United States and the Zionist regime. The Druze, numbering around 700,000 in Syria and primarily residing in Soweida and near Damascus, have historically maintained autonomous self-defense units and resisted domination by any central authority. Their pursuit of self-governance and cultural religious independence now stands in the way of Abu Muhammad al-Julani's ambitions to consolidate Hayat Tahrir al-Sham's control as Syria's dominant power. Julani's vision of a unified ideological state has increasingly translated into coercive policies toward minority groups like the Druze and Alawites, whom he views as obstacles to ideological uniformity. Strategically located and agriculturally rich, Druze areas offer not only symbolic resistance but also economic leverage. This has made them targets in SDS's broader effort to disarm local communities, monopolize weapons, and eliminate rival power structures. By neutralizing Druze resistance, SDS aims to portray itself as the only viable and organized force capable of ruling Syria, a critical step in legitimizing its self-declared authority. Amid this escalation crisis, foreign actors are finding new opportunities. The Zionist regime, in particular, has actively supported the Druze, bombing areas near the Syrian presidential palace as a show of strength and a warning to SDS. Tel Aviv's actions are less about protecting minority rights and more about advancing its long-term strategy, the fragmentation of Syria. A divided Syria weakens the resistance axis and enhances the Zionist regime's border security. For the United States and Israel, fueling sectarian divisions aligns with broader regional goals, especially the New Middle East Project, a blueprint designed to dismantle centralized power structures in the Islamic world. By encouraging separatist sentiments among persecuted minorities, these powers can manipulate the internal fabric of Syria without direct military intervention. If left unchecked, the HDS-Druze conflict could escalate into a national crisis, potentially altering Syria's political map. Such instability provides Israel with justification for deeper involvement and allows it to present itself as a defender of minority rights, garnering Western support for the interventionist policies or the establishment of new autonomous zones. Ultimately, the clashes in Soweida are more than just localized unrest. They are indicators of deeper geopolitical currents seeking to reshape Syria from within. The combination of sectarian suppression by HDS and the opportunistic intervention by Israel and the United States threatens not only Syria's unity, but also broader stability of the region.